Bishop David Onimusi presents An Extraordinary Life. This is Salem International Christian Center, a people full of prayer, a people in touch with the Holy Spirit, a people too strong for the devil to defeat, a people full of power. The Extraordinary Life. Thanks for joining us once again. Stay blessed as you listen.
We continue our series this morning. Yesterday we had a great time with the couples ministry. Come on, give God a hand. Give God a hand. Give God a hand. We had a wonderful time. I appreciate the couple team. It's a wonderful time we had here yesterday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe God that some of you will not meet this kind of program. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to believe God with you that you will not miss it. God will make way for you not to miss such programs in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Because they are life-transforming, they are life-changing programs. Amen. Life-transforming, life-changing programs. Glory be to God. I want to admonish everyone, because if the Lord give you an overseer, somebody to have an oversight of you, God will always prompt him to organize a thing to speak to destinies. Words are released to frame up homes, to frame up lives. So it's good you don't exempt yourself from such pronunciations, because they are very helpful for our destiny. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith for Triumph 3. That's the part 3 of the series we've been running. Come on, give God a hand. Hallelujah. Give God a hand. The part 3 of the series we are running. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Want to appreciate everyone. We had a great time here on Tuesday evening also. Come on, appreciate every one of you. Every one of you for the shore of love. Amen. The Lord will keep blessing all of you more and more in Jesus' name. Praise God. It was such a wonderful evening. Amen. Just some few hours, but you are so full. Amen. Hallelujah. So the theme scriptures is 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. That scripture we'll be looking at as our theme scripture for this series, Faith for Triumph. Faith for Triumph. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is for triumph. Faith is for triumph. We use it to fight. Amen. We use it to fight. Faith is for triumph. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is for triumph. Faith is for triumph. And we also looked into another verses of scripture supporting this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. Verse 32 down to 34. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Verse 33 says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness we are made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fly the armies of the aliens. Faith. Faith is for triumph. Faith is for triumph. For triumph. We say here the triumphant exploit wrought by these people. Faith. Faith. So the subject of faith is very, very important for every child of God. The subject of faith is so important. It's so important because it's very vital to our existence as believers, subject of faith, is something we cannot neglect. It's something we cannot handle carelessly. It's something we must attach importance to. Attach importance to, because faith is everything to a child of God. Faith is everything to a child of God. Faith. Faith. Faith backs up your salvation. It's faith that backs up your salvation. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, "For we are saved by grace through faith." You are saved by grace, but it's through faith. So it's faith that backs up your salvation. Faith is needed for your salvation. That without faith in place, you can't even be saved in the first instance. That's how vital faith is. That's how vital it is. And the Bible said, "The just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. You are the just of the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Come and say, "I am justified." Come and say, "I am justified." He said, "The just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. The righteous, yes, is holy. Yes, is pure. Yes, is upright. He said he can only live by faith. Even though this man might be upright and be holy, if faith is not mixed with what he hears, he can't still enjoy anything. He can enjoy. The just shall live by faith. This is mentioned in four different places in scriptures. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. He said, "His soul, which is lifted up in him, is not upright. For the just shall live by faith." Romans chapter 1 verse 17. You know what he said? The same thing there. Say, "For therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith." Galatians 3 verse 11, "That no man is justified in presence of the Lord by the law is evidence, for the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall not have pleasure with him." So four places the just shall live by faith. So I say, as a believer, as a child of God, you ain't going to do well if faith is not in place. If faith is not in place. That's why the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, it said, "For the same gospel was preached to them." No, the same gospel that preached was preached to them. "But it did not profit them that heard it, not being mixed with faith." They had the same gospel, but it did not profit them because they couldn't mix it with faith. Faith was not in place. Therefore, they did not enjoy it. Many times, we just want to content ourselves with going to church. It's not enough to go to church. You need to know what belongs to you as a child of God. And your heritage in God is only appropriated by your faith. You can only appropriate your heritage in God by faith. Without faith, they are there, but you can't take it. Faith is the key to unlock God's treasure to take what belongs to you. Faith is that key. It's that key. The Bible says we stand by faith. We also stand by faith. You stand by faith. Glory be to God. We stand by faith. It says, "For not that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. "For by faith we stand, and we walk by faith." We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 7. "For we walk not by sight or by faith." We walk by faith. You can see what I'm talking about. Why faith is so vital in your walk with God. We live by faith. We walk by faith. We stand by faith. Glory be to God. It's so important. We relate to God by faith. We relate to God by faith. We relate to God by faith. For without faith, no man can please God. Without faith, no man can please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. So which means we relate to God by faith. So faith is so essential. It's not a subject you can treat carelessly. It's a subject you must attach importance to. Because it's everything about your work with God. Faith. 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 And how many people just go about, I don't even know what is called faith. Remember, it's about faith. You know, I was told that in the early minutes, in the early life of John Wesley, he was just pursuing righteousness. He could fast and fast and fast. Oh, you have a fasting machine and praying machine. But there was no faith in place. So he was not seeing anything. Until he had an encounter with another minister who showed him, brother, is faith. And the whole thing turned his ministry around. You can't do it without faith. Faith must be in place. Faith is the key that unlocks God's treasure into your life. Faith. Faith is that connecting, that the connector, connecting wheel, rod that connects you to God's blessings. Without faith, you can't enjoy the treasures of heaven. You might be hearing about this thing, but you can't enjoy it. It takes faith to unlock those treasures. It's a faith. Faith. So, that's why I want you to be attentive as we deal with this topic. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yeah, your faith has to be in place. As potent and as viral as faith is, it can also be dead. It can be dead. Yes, somebody might have it, but dead faith. Dead faith. It's not alive. But it takes a living faith to receive a living miracle from a living God. Praise the Lord. It takes a living faith to receive living miracles from a living God. It's a living faith. Your faith must be alive, not dead faith. Not dead faith. You need a living faith. Come and say living faith. Come and say living faith. So how do we give life to our faith? How do we give life to our faith? It's action that gives life to faith. That's what James says. Faith without work is dead. On itself. Faith without work is dead. You know, people do understand that one. They thought, you know, James contradicted Paul. They are saying the same thing. Because Paul said, the just shall live by faith. Amen. That no man is saved by the law, by works is evident. For the just shall live by faith. So, and James said, without work, faith is dead. So people were thinking, it's contradiction. No, it's not contradiction. They are saying the same thing. They are saying the same thing. Let me show you why they are saying the same thing. Open your Bible with me to James chapter 2. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Verse 12. Verse 12. So speak ye and so do. As they that shall be what? Judged by the law of liberty. So speak ye, so do ye. Your confession will follow by a corresponding action. That's the work he's talking about. It's not the work of the law. Praise the Lord. Look at how he explains it here. For he shall have judgment without mercy. That hath shown no mercy, and mercy rejoiced against judgment. Verse 14, that we're going, what does it profit, my brethren? Though a man said, he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? Can faith save him? You have no work. Can faith save him? No. That faith cannot help him because the faith has no action. There's no corresponding action. What does it profit a man if he keeps saying, I have faith, but no corresponding action? I am healed, but he's lying on the bed. Can that one be saved? It cannot be saved. Because his action contradicts his confession. Faith must have a corresponding action. 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 That's the work he's talking about. Let's go ahead. You see what he means. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give him not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it had no works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, though thou hast faith and have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Glory be to God. Then look at how we broke it down. Verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Is that not the work? See, that's the work he's talking about. He acted. The Lord said to Abraham, give me your son. And he went and put his son on the altar. He acted on what he heard. He didn't remain back at home and say, the Lord said, I should give Isaac. We are praying and believing God. Le prakate. Say, I should give Isaac. We are praying and believing God. We are just brother. We are praying and believing God. How many brothers tell you they are believing God? The proof of belief is your action. That's what he's saying. The proof that you believe is the action. Is the corresponding action. Corresponding action. I am healed. Then you jump up and you go where you are going. That's a man that is healed. Corresponding action. He said, was no Rahab justified by works when she hid the spies? She believed that God had delivered the land to the hand of these people. So she had the faith. So she took them and hid them away. Say, her word justified her faith. Corresponding action. Many a times, we say so many things, but there's no action to back up what we are saying. No action to back up what you're saying. No action. You see, Christianity is not just the confession, it's the doing. It's not just the profession, but the action. Talk is cheap. Anybody can talk. But let me see what you do. You know, it's not just talking. Is the corresponding action. If you say you are blessed, manifest it. Move out. It's not a language. It's not a slang. Don't turn into language or slang. My stomach is blessed. Then you are lying down in the house. Jump out and be walking. Glory be to God. And as you step out, you are healed. If you remain there, you won't be healed. No, you need to step out in faith. That's what you call faith. You step out in faith. Because if you believe that you are blessed, you are truly blessed. Glory be to God. So let's not turn into slang. You know, I'm blessed. My stomach is blessed and you are sleeping. My stomach is blessed and you are saying, hello, who is here? No, you move out. You move out. Once I say it is well, I am out. Glory be to God. I am out, brother. Came back home sometimes some years ago. I was looking beautiful. Every part of me was speaking language. You know, I was speaking all kind of languages I don't understand. Amen. The head, his own language. The body's own language. I told them, it is well with me. Glory be to God. I had no air conditioner. I have ceiling fan. I said, put it on. I sat on that. I said, give me food. Whether you can swallow it, no problem. Just do it. After that, I jumped out to and preached in some home cells. By the time I finished preaching, it was over. I came and slept well. So, because I was healed, so I didn't have anything to be sitting down there. And, you know, many times, because we are looking for someone to sympathize with you. This thing that is still troubling you like this. Then you are happy. God said you are not sick. Believe it. And move away. If you move away and you fall down, then he lie. It's not your business. Praise the Lord. Ken Hagin put his hand on the verse of scripture. Say, Lord, I'm staying here throughout the night. And on this verse of scripture, if I die, people will come tomorrow and see me with this hand on that verse of scripture. They will say, this man believe you, and he died. God heal him quickly. Oh, God heal him quickly. God heal him quickly. Praise the Lord. Call him quickly. The corresponding action is needed. It's not empty words. Follow it through with the action needed. God has given us the city. That's why we are lagging the place. How can we say God has given us the city, then we are looking for 4x4 room? Which city has God given to you? You are looking for 4x4 meter. If God has given you, look for a stadium. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. Then we are afraid to pay tithe. Then we are still not anywhere yet. If God has blessed you, why are you afraid to give? It's only a poor man that can give. Why are you afraid to give? You give. Because God has blessed you. He said, prove me now. Prove me now. God of heaven say, prove me. Prove him. Tell Lord, this is what you say. You say, I should prove you. I'm proving you. Let's see. If you don't show up, that's your problem. I am proving you. Prove me now if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you. Pour you a blessing that you will not have enough room to contain it. And I will not stop there. I will rebuke the devourer. So when it happens, rather than you complaining, you pace the floor. You foul demonic agents. How dare you touch my finances? Little hand in the name. You're not complaining. You take charge because you believe. That's corresponding action. You see, it's your level of action. The Bible, you know, began to use to determine the size of your faith. You say, you have little faith. Jesus says, you have little faith. Then look at another woman and say, you have great faith. Then he says, some people have weak faith. Some people have strong faith. It's your action. It's the action. The Bible shows in the, that was the Bible shows the action in Matthew chapter 8. He said to them, let's cross over to the other side. That's what he said. The Lord said, let's cross over to the other side. That was the word. Let's cross over to the other side. He didn't say anything other than that. To the other side. And they were going, and there was a storm. There was a storm in the lake. And the boat was almost capsizing. And they were crying. And he was sleeping because he knew he was crossing over to the other side. He was sleeping. He went to wake. He said, Master, care not that I will perish. Don't you see the storm? Don't you see the wave? Then he woke up and addressed the wind. He said, peace, be still. That's what you're supposed to do. When you have the word, then anything try to rise up to contradict the word, rebuke it. He rebuked the wind. And the Bible says everything died down instantly. You say, even winds and storms obey him. Winds and storms shall obey from today. Even winds and storms obey him. And he look at them and say, why are you fearful? That's the question. He say, why are you fearful? Little faith. See, your faith is too little. So when you are fearful and doubtful, it's a proof that your faith is little. And to go back and equip yourself, go back and stay more with God. When you are fearful and doubtful. Because the same thing happened. The same thing happened. Same Matthew chapter 14. We are told that after he had performed a miracle of the multiplied meal, he said to them, go to the other side. And he remained back to pray. And while they were going, there was a storm also again. And he saw them in jeopardy. So he left what was praying and went to them. And was walking towards them on water. And they thought they saw a ghost again. They were a storm, another ghost, double tragedy. And they cried. Oh, oh. He said, no. It is me. You're not seeing any ghost. It's me. Peter said, are you sure, master, you are the one? Say, I am. He said, if you are the one, bid me come to you. I said, come. Peter had word again. And Peter obeyed the word. He said, we can follow. Obey the word. If come, and say, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat. And he was walking. And was walking. And was walking. And was walking. That is why I said to people, let's stop playing religion. God said, you can do what I do, but you don't want to do it. You are saying you are too small to be like God. But he said, you are like me, you can do what I can do. But we don't want to believe it. Religion has still, you know, it's still troubling our mind. Jesus walked on the water. Peter walked on the water. He didn't say, don't dare it. Are we on the same level? I am God, you are just human being. And what are you talking? You small boy. Will you stop taking too much upon yourself? Are you not afraid? No. Because that's what we think. Because when our child to do something, say, wait. And that's, we think God will behave that way. Amen. So God will tell you, you are too small to be like me. Sit down. No, not God. He said, come. And Peter also, boom. Oh, brother, it's good though. I mean, oh, I wish I would. It's a good thing, bro. It's a good thing, brother. When you defy law of buoyancy, water surface. If anybody walk on water, CNN, everywhere. It will be everywhere, and that man will not allow anybody to rest. Say, but we are just walking on water. So Peter walked on water, but the Bible said he took his eyes from Jesus. He took his eyes from Jesus, began to see the storm again. And once he took his eyes from the master and put his eyes on the storm, he began to say, may you never look at storms again. Stop looking at the situation. Stop looking at circumstances around you. He didn't ask you to look at them. The storm was still there when he said, come. It was not that the storm died. The storm was still there when he said, come. And he also refused to look at the storm. And he obeyed the word, come. And he began to go. But he took his eye from the master and began to look at the storm again. Immediately he took his eye from the master, he began to go down. And say, help me, Lord, for I'm sinking. I sink. And they grabbed him by the hand. God will not kill you. If you're a person of faith, if you trip, he will not kill you. Just say, I am sorry, and repent, and move on again. He will help your faith. Don't go away. Don't resign. So he grabbed his hand, just then walk into the boat. What did he say? He said, why did you doubt? That's what he said, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Don't doubt the ability of God. Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? What is doubt? Taking your eyes away from the master to look at the problems. Doubt. Taking your eyes away from the word and begin to look at the problem again. Doubt. 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 It's our action. 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 What is weak faith? Weak faith consider facts. Weak faith consider facts. See, and being not weak in faith, he did not consider the death of his body when he was about 100 years old, or that of the body of Sarah. He did not consider, being not weak in faith, he did not consider. So weak faith consider facts, not reality. Weak faith. Weak faith. Consider facts. Hey, there are so many. Oh, what is all this? Am I the only one? Weak faith consider facts, not reality. Reality. Doesn't matter what they say to you, but that's not the truth. Yeah, facts abound, but that is not the reality. Facts and truth are not the same thing. And the Bible says you are sanctified by truth, not by fact. You are set apart by truth, not fact. So stop giving heed to fact. Give heed to the truth. To the truth. To the truth. That's why someone say you are sick. I say impossible. Because fact, yes. But truth, I'm not. Because he said, he took my infirmities and he carried my diseases. He took his past tense. He carried his past tense. So I cannot have what is taken. So that there is a sign doesn't mean I have. Sign and have. You can feel like a thing, but it's not a thing. So I don't take it. Because he said, I don't have it. Who himself bore our sin on his body and hung on the tree. And hung on the tree, that we be dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripe we are made whole. We are not will, not is. No. We are made whole. Sin was the genesis of all manner of evil. So he took the sin upon himself and died. That's why Psalm 103 said, who forgiveth your iniquities, the next thing is, and healeth your diseases. Once iniquity is taken out of the way, sickness also go. So you don't accept it. The fact is, yes, your head is sounding and making noise, but the truth is that you don't have it. That's the truth. So I refuse to accept a report that contradicts God's word. It's a choice. I refuse to accept it. It's a choice. I refuse to accept it. I refuse to accept anything that contradicts God's word. The other day I was sitting down and enjoying the word. And I came across again, I was meditating on scripture again, and I saw 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, but for my sake he became poor. Oh, Patiliando. Zeli Prakato. He was rich, Reverend Okoja, he was rich. But for your sake, for your sake, for your sake, he became poor. I say, he became poor. He accepted your poverty that you might become rich. So how dare Satan say you can have lack when Jesus have taken it away? It's not possible. So you can see why it's impossible for you to be poor. You can see why it's impossible. So when you sense lack, you are not to complain. You rebuke the devil. You rebuke Satan. Say, how dare you? It is written, for my sake, he became poor. That's it. He became poor and made me rich. You dare not touch my wealth. When I was dancing, I said, it is settled. Me, I will not borrow from anyone. I'm lending to nations. Agree with me. Why? Because he took poverty away and gave me riches. So who is the devil to now say you have lack? He's a liar. So this is a theory. That's where action comes in. That's what the Bible says of Abraham. But the Bible says he did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was strong in faith. The body was dead. Why body was dead? But he refused to accept the fact. He discountenanced them. He disregarded the fact. He kept believing that God said, I will be father of many nations. God said, I will have a seed. He kept giving glory to God that God can perform what he said. And he had it. That's faith. That's faith. Strong faith. That's living faith. Not dead faith. Corresponding action. We don't looking at the evidence. You tell the devil, you dare not touch me. No, if you come knock my door about issue of sex, I don't. You see, the issue that we are too quiet. No, we are too gentle. And the devil likes people who are very gentle. You know, bully like gentle people. Oh, some of you, Reverend Harry, don't know what I'm talking about. You know, bully, they like gentle people. Oh, because they make them laugh. He thought, they just say, they'll be enjoying themselves. You are a sport. You become a ski sport. They'll be enjoying themselves. But the day you tell that bully, the day you tell him, get your hand off me or I tear you down. You will never come near. You know that they're different. You are too relaxed with the devil. Get angry. The price has been paid. Don't accept what does not belong to you. Don't ever accept it. Let it be a corresponding action to what God said. If you believe it, act it. Act it. Because God cannot meet up with you if you stay in one place. No, he can't. He can't. A man came to him blind. Blind. Could not see. Born blind from birth. And the Bible says, he spat on the ground, makes mud, and rub it on the man's eyes. Rub it on his eyes. I said, are you trying to make him more blind? He said, he's not seeing. He said, after that, he said, you now go and wash. The man said he was blind. Then you put mud and rub on his eyes. After that, again, you say, you should go and wash. Go and wash. Say, it's now proving whether you believe. If you believe, then let me see. If you believe, let me see. Because there must be corresponding action to what you believe. If you believe, go wash. The man began to find his way, even though he's not seeing. Imagine a blind man should go and wash. That's it. As far as he's concerned, he's already seen. Yeah. Because you can't tell a blind man to go. Who is going to? As far as he's concerned, the man is healed. So it's left for the man to claim his healing. Go and wash. Go and wash. And the man went, washed, and he began to see. And everybody say, who is this man? Is that not the beggar who normally say, how come you see? How come you see? Oh, you shall surprise your world. Go and wash. There must be corresponding action to what you believe. Otherwise, you can't see the hand of the Lord. You can see it. You can see it. Faith is dead without works. It's dead. There's no life. It's dead faith. If there's no work, it's a dead faith. to the faith. God's word is so sure, it's so certain. If God says it, it's done. It's done. You know, one day I was in the office and I caught that revelation and I shouted all over my office. I remember then I was on her corner. I think she was afraid. What's happening to Bishop there? What's happening to, why is that man talking like this, you know? Because something was just going through me. Amen. Ah, he said, and God rested on the seventh day from his works. You know, people, you know, oh, religion is not good. Something I'm seeing, I don't know, religion is whole, terrible. Because it says Sabbath. Everybody should have Sabbath. What kind of nonsense is that? No one, Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. Me, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. They harass him every time. And God rested from his works. On the seventh day, he rested from his works. The Bible says, you also labor to enter the same rest. So you can also rest from your own works. So it's not the Sabbath they're talking about. He rested on the seventh day. What does that mean? That says God has finished everything he needs to do. God has programmed everything. So then he's leaving it to run. And it's running. Nothing can. Are you not seeing the sun? Are you not seeing the moon? Are you not seeing the day and the night? God's word has programmed them to be. He has spoken the word and programmed them to be. And he's now running. Then the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Who being what? The expression of his image. The brightness of his glory. Is that not true? The brightness of his glory. Some people say the effulgence of his glory. Amen. And the express image of his person. Amen. Glory be to God. And upholding the world by the word of his power. Upholding the world by the word of his power. Oh my God. That's it. Everything that needs to be done is done. God spoke the word. When you put a program on a computer, it's not running on its own. What do you tell it? Just feed it, you get information. Just feed it, you get information. So everything you need to see, God has already done it. God don't need to create anything again. It's already been created. So no, he said, they did not profit them not being with faith, even though the works we have finished from the foundation of the earth is done. It's done. Everything is running based on what God said. God said, every plant, every seed must produce its kind. It's happening. No seed will produce a different kind. Mango seed will produce mango. Apple will produce apple. Every seed will produce its kind. Its program is running. Nothing can change it. So everything about you is programmed. God is not going to create a new husband, baby. It's already there. Amen. It's there for you. Your faith must take it. Everything you need is already programmed. When you take a seed and you plant it, what do you see? The plant. The plant will come up. Is that not true? And the plant will grow. After you have planted the seed, how many times do you go tell the tree, bring one branch out? Do you go to tell the tree, bring one branch out? Bring another branch out? What do? You always make sure the tree has enough water, enough nutrient. When it's time to branch, branch will come. When it's time to branch, branch will come. When it's time to fruit, fruit will come. Because it is programmed. It's programmed. Everything about you is programmed. The word has programmed them. But if you refuse to take that word and act on it, you can't see anything. You can't see anything. Our faith comes in. Our faith is so essential. This work is programmed. Yes, praise the Lord. What you are supposed to be this year is programmed. May we have enough faith to receive it. Enough faith to receive it. The money for the work is programmed. It's just the faith we need to receive it. Say, silver is mine, gold is mine. Just to have the faith to receive it. Everything about you, about your destiny, about your life, is programmed in God. It's not going to do it. Just the faith to receive it. That's all you need. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Are you seeing it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, your faith must be alive in Jesus' name. Your faith must be alive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need a living faith. Living faith. A living faith. A living faith. You can make your faith alive through your action. Act on the word. Act on what you have heard. Act on what you know. Stop hearing and not acting on it. Act on what you know. Act on the word. That's the power that will enliven your faith. Act on the word. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Some of us are very, very afraid for God. Can God do this? Can God do this? There is nothing that God cannot do. I watch people. When they say pray for one kind of headache, they won't pray very well. It is just headache. Then say pray for cancer. So I'm wondering, what's the difference between cancer and headache? The same thing. It's you that is looking at cancer as anything. It's nothing to God. It's the same thing. You know, the way we take things is show unbelief. Unbelief. Glory be to God. There's no difference. Really say it's cancer. In the name of Jesus. The same in the name of Jesus, you foul demon of multiplying said, dry up. It's the same thing. It's the same word. The same word. God doesn't have categories of sicknesses. All are diseases. Who healed your diseases? Is that not true? Anything that diseases you is a disease. Whatever causes you discomfort is a disease. Headache is a disease. Any pain is a disease. Say, he healed your diseases. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's be men and women that believe God's word. Let's carry it as it is. Leave it the way it is written. Don't subtract from it. Don't add to it. It is powerful enough. Very, very powerful. Very powerful. It's full of power. The word of God is full of power. Please don't ever, ever play down the power of the word. You must destroy religious spirit. Destroy it. Just believe what God says. Trust God. Just trust God. The reason why we are where we are is because religion has denied us the power in the word. Religion. Religion. You are not qualified. You can't get it. It's too much you are asking for. It's not too much. Praise the Lord. God said, ask me and I'll give you what? The Gentiles, the nations for your inheritance. He didn't say, I'll give you the nations for your inheritance. And the uttermost part of the earth for your possession. I'll give them to you. Ask me. For it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom. Just ask me. Just ask me. Just ask me. Well, next time we're going to look at what can boost your faith. Praise the Lord. What can boost your faith? What can boost your faith? In the name of Jesus. 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 I want somebody to unlock the treasure in heaven today. You must take what belongs to you before you leave here. You must take what belongs to you before you leave here. You have the key. Your faith is the key here today. Amen. You're going to unlock the treasure of heaven for what belongs to you. If it's your head, I am taking my head here. That sickness has to leave because it has no place. It's a stranger. It must leave. If it's your spouse, it must come. Oh, zupre ketesavantusia. It must come. Because it's bone to bone and flesh to flesh. Glory be to God. That bone is time to be located. Amen. That man is time to come out of sleep. He slept enough. Amen. Glory be to God. Because when when the rib that was taken was turned into a woman, the man woke up. Is that not true? When the rib taken was turned into a woman, the man woke up. So every rib that have been taken have become a woman, the man must wake up today. Amen. Wherever the man is sleeping, he has to wake up. And then he has to. He woke up and said, "Whoa, this is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh, who shall be called woman." Oh my God. My God. If he's sleeping, that's faith. Wherever that man is sleeping, I flog him. Glory be to God. Angels, arise. The angel God has given to me to keep me go on assignment. Cane him until he wakes up. Amen. And when he wakes up, he must locate the bone taken out of him. Glory be to God. That's faith talking. Amen. That's how faith talk. Glory be to God. It's about your work. You say, "And I shall be the head, I shall not be the tail. I shall be above only and not beneath." Therefore, in that place where you're walking, you are above. Anyone that rise up against you, they shall fall before you. Because you are above. You are above. You are not beneath. You are above. That's faith talking. You are above. You are above. You can't be beneath. You are above. You see, you are the head. You are the head. You are not. You can't be the tail. You are the head. Say, "They will not do anything except they consult me. Except I utter a word, they will not do anything." Because even in the kingdom of Ahasuerus, we are told Daniel was preferred above the other senators. "I will be preferred above the other people. Preferred above other people. Preferred above all." That's faith talking. That's faith talking. So you are claiming what belongs to you. You are claiming what belongs to you. If it's your home, the enemy is trying to walk in to destabilize your home, you tell him, "Did you not hear? Did you not hear what the Lord said? That what the Lord have joined together, let no man put asunder. How dare you cause quarrel between me and my husband, between me and my wife? Get out of this place." If it's your children, remind him. Have you not heard what he said? Say, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and doeth his commandment. For he shall eat the fruit of his labor." He said his wife shall be like a fruitful vine in his house, and the children like olive plants round about his table. Oh my. So how dare you touch my children? Have you not heard also? "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed be the man that fear the Lord." He said, "His seed shall be mighty in the land. The generation of the upland, they shall be blessed." So my generation, they are called blessed. So what are you doing over my children? They are pronounced blessed. They are the blessed seed of my womb. You dare not touch them. Touch not my anointed. So you see, this is faith talking. That's faith talking. Faith don't complain. Faith decree. Faith take what belongs to him. No, you don't complain. I mean, believers, just what are you complaining about? You don't complain. You decree. You decree. You release the word that's against the enemy. You bind him and cast him out. You don't entertain him. So rise up now. Open your mouth and address anything by faith. Open your mouth. Address it. Address it. Address it by faith.
We know that you have been blessed by this message. For more information on how to get more messages, visit our website at salemeurope.org. We believe in Salem, that God is healing, saving, and making many mighty. See you there.